What persuasive speech have you been hearing that's telling you you have not progressed? You've judged your own actions by your own actions instead of by the Word of God. Truth is meant to be believed, not always felt, my brothers and my sisters. It's always meant to be believed and not felt. Who lied to you and told you that you have not gained any ground? Who lied to you and told you that you have not progressed in the Spirit? Judge all things according to righteousness and holiness. All things are to be judged by righteousness and holiness, and never by the operation that me and you are dead to, which is the flesh. All things are accomplished and fulfilled and done in the Spirit. Yes. In the Holy of Holies. Who told you? Who told you that it was not going to work? Who told you that you were not going to finish? No, but what you heard were persuasive words out of your flesh. Our victory is in the Spirit. All words are judged in the Spirit. All words are fulfilled in the Spirit. Truth is in the Spirit. Truth saturates and it transforms your spiritual mind. Quit speaking those things of the rhetoric of the flesh, of the persuasive speech that makes so much sense out of that logic that lies in your flesh. Cast those thoughts and those words to the side and begin to speak that which is truth. Remember, the truth is to be believed and not always felt.
Yes.
Truth is to be believed and not always felt. Because you don't feel truth does not mean that it does not exist. Truth is to be believed and confessed and lived out and not always felt. So who told you that you were not going to make it? Who told you that your marriage was not going to work? Who told you that your children were not going to make it? Who told you this? But yea, that came from persuasive speech that lives in your flesh. All is fulfilled in the Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. It is all fulfilled in the Spirit.
Yes.
Cast apart those persuasive words and stop repeating them. Stop repeating persuasive words that live in your flesh. That operation has been put to death.
Hallelujah.
You live in the Spirit. You are a holy, righteous, new creation.
Hallelujah.
In me. You are a holy, righteous,
yes,
new creation in me.
Yes.
You are a holy, righteous, yes, new creation in me, fulfilled in the Spirit.
Yes.
Stop mentioning those persuasive words, the rhetoric that comes from the flesh, says the Spirit of the Lord.